the unemployment numbers, you were talking about how we're going to reach that growth nationally over the summer. Are you thinking we're going to continue to grow in Illinois through the summer?
Well, I think that employment growth continues in Illinois, although the pace of growth has been definitely on the low side relative to the country as a whole. We are growing at the slowest pace in the region. Our unemployment rate in Illinois is the highest in the region. In fact, it's the second highest in the country. So it's exceedingly out of line. Compare that to Iowa, where their unemployment rate is just a little over 4%. They, too, are experiencing slow employment growth, but for a very different reason. It's because they have a lack of workers that are available to get hired.
I thought something interesting, too, is the growth that we've had in, when you compare it to the number of new people we have looking for work.
Right. I mean, when you think about the fact that, we're still 700,000 jobs shy of the level of employment that we had back in early 2008, which will likely achieve a new record high sometime this summer. But that ignores the fact that population growth has continued and labor force growth has continued, adding roughly a million workers every year since 2007. So that would be suggestive that we are still years away from fully engaging all of our available workers. And the Fed, in the forecast that came out in March, suggested that we're going to have to wait probably until the end of 2016 before we see our labor markets return more to a more normalized level.
And do you think the job growth in Illinois is going to continue to be this slow growth?
Well, that's been an interesting thing to think about and try to analyze exactly why Illinois has been experiencing such slow growth and such high unemployment rates. And I think, one of the factors that cannot be dismissed is the fact that our fiscal position, both at the in the state level as well as the main employment district of Chicago, remains very much out of whack. Starting on the state level, we have the worst fiscal position of any of the 50 states of the United States. So this is a very distressing aspect to deal with, especially when you have neighboring states that have, tax rates, for example, that are in line where we are currently. If we begin to move up those tax rates, you're going to be putting job growth at even greater risk.
That's something that, is really much in the forefront with the governor's race going on this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, the question is how do we properly address address the promises that were made given the fiscal realities of the amount of revenue that can be collected? As you begin to increase those revenues, it tends to have some, dampening effect in terms of your economic growth. And again, I think given the tax increases that we've already experienced, again, that could be underlying part of that slow growth for our labor markets, or in the anticipation of future rate increases as people are doing the math and understanding the fact that these, we've had analysis that's been done where we look at the existing tax structure and the situation still deteriorates, so it's suggestive that much more needs to be done before we begin to actually deal with the problem, that at this point conditions continue to deteriorate, not improve.
Can you comment all about, the discussion of raising the minimum wage? Is that something that is potentially going to hurt job growth if it were to happen?
Well, so the congressional...
State and federally.
Yeah, so this is the suggestion that we see minimum wage rise up to $10.10 at a federal level. Individual states can increase it above the minimum federal minimum wage, and Illinois is in that position where our minimum wage is already above that of the nation. So the question is, would Illinois then turn around and increase it even above $10.10? The Congressional Budget Office looked at the increase that was being proposed at the federal level, and their estimates are is that as many as 500,000 workers could lose their jobs due to this effect. You raise the price of anything, less of it gets consumed, whether it's ice cream cones or whether it's labor. So we're going to see less activity in terms of the job market, and especially when you think about the fact that these workers who are just beginning, and so they tend to be low skilled, are not going to have the opportunity to gain those skills. And you know, I worry about it at a time when we have such high unemployment rates, especially among the young, that we would be doing something that, in my view, would be detrimental to their opportunities to gain experience and begin to work their way with higher skills to higher wages by just their own efforts. You would be basically employing fewer individuals. So, again, we'd have about 500,000 fewer people having that opportunity to actually begin to gain skills. And, you know, if this is truly a support program for people with, you know, reduced incomes, you know, there are a number of other type of alternative programs that can be used to address the low-income aspects of people struggling to feed a family, to house a family, and so forth, to do it just through the minimum wage, you know, when a large share of minimum wage are actually earned by, you know, people who are doing it just for part-time employment, you know, young kids and so forth who might be coming from middle-income families who are just, you know, doing it to add some additional spending money. You know, I think it can sometimes be not a very efficient way of accomplishing what you want to accomplish.
And the risk of losing jobs would be even more detrimental in Illinois when we already have such a high unemployment rate.
Right. I agree. I mean, we're at 8.7% here in Illinois. The national rate is at 6.7%. So we're already 2 percentage points. The only state that's above us is Nevada. And Nevada, of course, had the you know, kind of one of the ground zero spots for the housing market. But, you know, right now the housing market in Las Vegas and Nevada is really picking up steam. And I suspect that their unemployment rates are going to start to come down as their construction industry gets back in swing.
That was the other question I wanted to ask. You were talking about a quarter of Americans are still underwater on their mortgages.
15 to 20%.
15 to 20%. Is that something we're seeing mirrored in Illinois? Or
yeah, I mean, I think that well, first of all, the number of the price drops that occurred here in the Midwest were not as deep as other parts of the country. So we didn't really have the kind of bubble-ish economy for housing that was experienced, say, in California, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Florida, those we'll call the sand states. But nonetheless, we did see some pullback in prices. And unfortunately, with the poor job growth and hence challenges on income growth in the state, that is hurting any kind of sense of recovery to a degree with regard to the housing market. So, yeah, there are still people that are being challenged with regard to their housing position.
When do you perceive the year being that we are fully recovered from the housing incident?
Well, it's a good question. You know, in terms of production of new housing, which I think is a good marker for when the market gets back to normal, there is a forecasting group called the Blue Chip. It's roughly 50 professional forecasters that produce forecasts each month. They see activity in housing starts coming in about 1.1 million this year, about 1.3 million next year. Normal, it's about 1.4 to 1.5. So that is saying that we're still producing a level below normal through next year. But at the pace, if that continues, would be suggestive that perhaps by 2017 we might be back to producing a level that would be associated with a more normal type of growing labor market.
And just one final question. With the jobless rate and you expecting that it to get back on track this summer to where it was when we went into the recession?
Well, no, the jobless rate will probably have to wait till the end of 2016. That the unemployment rate remains high up through the end of 2016. Well, we will see a new record level of employment in the U.S. probably this summer. That's just recovering the 700,000 jobs that were still short. During the downturn, we lost 8.7 million. We've added 8 million So we're just getting back to the levels that existed in early 2008.
Right. So that'll take us back to the pre-recession level.
To the pre-recession
yes.
level. To me, it's again, I'm not going to be celebrating because, again, I'm going to be recognizing that there are millions of people that have been added to our workforce with all of the people who have come of age between 2007 and today, those who have graduated from college and so forth, millions of people who have entered the workforce that we should have jobs for them. So that is why when you look at the unemployment rate, it still is going to remain above what we could regard as the natural rate all the way through probably the end of 2016. So I'm going to hold off my celebration until, you know, the period where we get our unemployment rate back to that natural rate, probably a good 2.5, maybe 3 years from now.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it.